Welcome back to another Edge God In podcast. Thank you for pushing the pause button and joining us today to Edge God In, to your mind, your will, and your emotions. Today's topic is one that I've been personally walking through and wrestling with over the last couple of months, and it's called Three Strongholds of the Mind That Keep You Stuck. Three Strongholds of the Mind That Keep You Stuck. The learning objective for today's podcast is to discover and explore what the heck are those three strongholds of my mind that are keeping me stuck in darkness, that are holding me back from the fullness of life that Jesus Christ of Nazareth died to give me. You're going to learn how to release and replace these strongholds with Christ-centered focus for success in your life. Our mission here at Edge God In is to put forth broadcasting through podcasts that champion your human potential in Christ. Is something holding you back inside? Do you feel frustrated? Are you giving way too much free rent to anger or anxiety? Or perhaps you've got a little bit of lying going on. You know the truth in a situation. We call this in Sherpa coaching true outcomes. Basically, you convince yourself of a certain situation that is void of the full truth. Perhaps it's laziness. Perhaps you can't get that pep in your step and you're just complacent or slothful. Maybe it's arrogance. Maybe you get spun thinking that your positionality or your choice of perception is better over another human being, and therefore ugly behavior is the ramification of that stronghold. Maybe it's sexual sin for you today, pride, bitterness, stubbornness, depression, manipulation. Perhaps you're experiencing a pharmaceutical mindset that's spilling over into how you worship, and you're going more back to the law and more pharmaceutical thinking that unless I do this, this, and this, that I can't have intimacy with Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and either can you. So it spills out toward ugly behavior toward other people. If you related to any of those areas that I just mentioned, stay tuned. We're going to lean into this podcast and really take a deeper dive into three strongholds of the mind, even though there's many, three strongholds of the mind that keep you stuck in darkness. Let's begin in prayer and invite the Holy Spirit to help us with this podcast, because this is definitely a battle that belongs to the Lord. As Zechariah 4:6 says, this is one of those things that it's not by our might or our power that gets us victory over strongholds of the mind, but by the power of the Spirit of God within us. Holy Spirit, we need some help. We have got strongholds of the mind that are spilling out into behavior and actions that are not making you recognizable. We totally own it. Forgive us, Father, for every thoughtless word spoken, for every action that flows from bitterness or lack of compassion or a calloused heart, a hardened heart. Help us, Lord. Create a pure heart within us so that we can see you, so that we can hear you. We give you permission to override us when we're tempted because of fear of rejection, to stretch the truth, to not give all the details. We give you permission to spark within us energy so that a victimized mentality has no free rent between our two ears. Yet we take a hold of that which you have already taken a hold of us for. That we get rid of and unzip and step out of all arrogance and pride, selfishness, and greed. You are a savior, Lord. Give us a breakthrough in these areas of strongholds in our lives. We know that it's not by might, it's not by power, but by your Spirit that unleashes our victory in these areas. Lord, we want to see you more today than yesterday. We want to experience your intimate presence more today than yesterday. Help us, dear God, to overcome the strongholds of our mind that cause us to forget what your powerful Spirit within us always knows. You have plans to prosper us, not to harm us, to give us hope in a future. You have given us freedom. Give us the grace not to be burdened by the yoke of slavery to strongholds, so that we can run and not grow weary, walk and not faint. In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let's jump in. First and foremost, clarity of focus leads to accuracy of response. When you are confused, which I've spoken about this in other podcasts, know your opponent. When I was training for my black belts, one of the things that I would do is to be able to learn the different moves that my opponent would use so that I could practice a response, an above the line anchored response that I've gotten into muscle memory. So when my opponent comes toward me this way, I know how to evade and use that negative energy coming toward me to my advantage. That's what we're doing today. We're learning how to use the negative energy that's coming towards you, learning how to evade that and actually flip it around to use it for your advantage, to claim or reclaim your victory in Christ. What is a mental stronghold? What does that look like for you, a mental stronghold? For one, you know you've got a mental stronghold when the body gets involved. What do I mean by this? When you have anxiety, when you have stress that arises, and again, the definition for stress is the power I give to outside circumstance, to an opinion of another person, to define what you believe you're capable of handling successfully, along with your worth and value. When you feel it in your body, there is a mental stronghold that is taking up free rent between your two ears. Another definition of a mental stronghold that caught my attention, I found, and I believe this is by a woman named Rebecca Greenwood. I'd like to give credit where credit is due. We all have battled these mental strongholds, though we may not have realized it. A stronghold of the mind is a lie that Satan has established in our thinking that we count as true, but is actually a false belief. When we embrace these lies, they affect our attitudes, emotions, and behaviors. You've often heard me speak about this, your mind, your will, your emotions, your attitudes, your emotions, your behaviors. They affect your attitudes, emotions, and behaviors. The stronghold of the mind. What attitude, emotion, or behavior is driving your bus today? Get that clarity of focus and just write down one word. If you're driving your car, don't write it down now. Re-listen to this podcast and really lean into this, because again, clarity of focus leads to accuracy response, which leads to your success in transferring a new learning from the Word of God into behavior. So you actually see the fruit of the seeds you're planting between your two ears. Again, a stronghold of the mind is a lie that Satan has established in your thinking, my thinking, that you count as true, but actually it's a false belief. When you embrace the lie, they directly affect your attitudes, your emotions, and your behaviors. What lies are you embracing today? This is a stronghold. Let's get a fuller model of reality today. Many times when we are experiencing stuck thinking and neurolinguistic programming, it's because we're missing a piece of information that once recovered will give us a fuller model of reality. When we do have impoverished views of reality, the brain will distort, delete, and generalize pieces of information, even if it's truth, even if it's fact. This is a red piece of paper. No, it's not. It's green. No, it's red. There is no gravity. Yes, there's gravity. I'm sitting in a chair right now. If there was no gravity, I'd be floating up. I don't see it. So it's a lie that we embrace that creates and distorts, deletes, and generalizes our perceptions and directly affects our attitude. Our attitude is a fixed state of mind. As Paul says, fix your mind, fix your mind. Many different times we're invited to fix our mind on what is good, right, true, beautiful, excellent, and praiseworthy. The emotion is your body's response to your thought life. So where do we gain victory over our emotions? Between our two ears. Your behavior simply flows from what you're meditating on that gives birth to your emotion. Again, an emotion is your body's response to your thought life that causes a specific behavior. Now, the strongholds of the mind, it's a lie that you believe. What are the behaviors that spill out as a result of the lie? What is the condition that spills out as a result of the lies that you're believing? Anger, unforgiveness, could lead to the actual act of drugs for escape or drunkenness for escape. The lie that my life does not have meaning, so I need to escape. Or this is just part of what's happened in my heritage. My family's been this way, so I'm this way. Victimization mindset. Anger, anxiety. All the ramification. This is a ramification of a stronghold that's taken up residence between your two ears. Cool thing is, as you've heard me said before, you're the landlord of your mind. You get to, in Christ, bind, rebuke, and cast out by the blood of Christ, a stronghold that's taking hold and planting seeds of darkness in your attitudes, in your emotions, and in your behavior. Maybe it's arrogance. These stupid people don't know what they're talking about. Anytime you say a phrase that diminishes the value of another human being, know this, you've got a stronghold. A lie that leads to pride. I'm better than you because I think this. I have more authority over you because I'm this or that. Jesus, my brothers and sisters in Christ, continually exalted the humble, exalted those who died to self. That's that pride, greed, and selfishness, self-focus. What I think, what I want, what I need, that affects our attitudes. I'm better than you. Do you have an attitude, which is a mental stronghold, that you feel that you are better than another human being? So much so that it's flowing out into ugly behavior, where you will cut down people that you feel you are better than, whether it's better or right. I'm right, you're wrong. That positionality, it's a character of the heart. If you haven't listened to the previous podcast, I encourage you to take some time to do so, because we speak about and really take a deeper dive on three things that are spoken about throughout the entire Old Testament: your heart, your mouth, and your mind. Where your heart is, that determines what flows out of your mouth. Whatever flows out of your mouth increases the brain's focus. You focus on whatever's in your heart, flows out of your mouth, comes from your mind. It's this kind of twisted connection that can either exalt and glorify God or not. You either exalt or glorify God or not. and my brothers and sisters in Christ, you are the driver of this bus. Let's look at what Jesus says about this. Matthew chapter 12, verse 24. The Pharisees heard what Jesus was saying, and they were devaluing something good, a miracle that Jesus was doing, driving out demons in people's lives. Remember, our battle isn't against flesh and blood, but against the spiritual forces of evil waging war against our soul. In the end times, people will take offense. They will crush one another, look for ways to destroy one another. The one person you are accountable for in all of this is yourself. We will have to give an account before Christ for every thoughtless word spoken. This is black belt training that we're in right now. This is not for the weak-kneed. Do you want to follow Jesus Christ of Nazareth? You will be persecuted. As they persecuted me, they will persecute you. And take heart. Take heart. I've overcome the world. We know how this ends. It's a good ending. We know where we're going. Remind your body and your mind and your face that God adores you, that you are his ambassador. It's not about you. I was speaking today to an incredible young woman, a youth who loves Jesus. And we were talking about reminding our mind, reminding our face that Christ loves you. When people see your face, do they see the glory of God? I was walking out of a prayer time one time and I said, Lord, how can I honor you with my posturing today? What do you want me to focus on and surrender to you? And I heard very clearly, remind your face that I adore you. It's the face of one who knows themselves to be loved and adored. You can't give out to the world what you don't believe about yourself. It's one of the biggest invitations to overcome stuck thinking. If you don't think you're worthy of love, if you don't think that you're valued enough by God, how can you give that out to the world? Love evokes love. Bitterness evokes bitterness. Hatred evokes hatred. The blood of Christ was so profound and complete that it wiped away your sins that you bring before the Lord. I'm sorry, God, help me to begin again and do better for you today. So here the people, the Pharisees, were getting worked up. He was doing a good work. Now we must be aware too, my brothers and sisters in Christ, in the end time, evil will be seen as good and good will be seen as evil. But when the Pharisees heard this, they said, ah, it's by Satan. It's by Beelzebub, the prince of demons, that this fellow drives out demons. Wow. Can you imagine how that landed on Jesus? The Son of the living God, who knew that he came to wipe away the sins of the world. Good is seen as evil, evil seen as good. Jesus knew their thoughts and said to them, every kingdom divided against itself will be ruined, and every city or household divided against itself will not stand. If Satan drives out Satan, he is divided against himself. How then can his kingdom stand? And if I drive out demons, by demons, he's basically saying, by whom do your people drive them out? So then, they will be your judges. But if it is by the Spirit of God that I drive out demons, then the kingdom of God has come upon you. Or again, he mentions, how can anyone enter a strong man's house and carry off his possessions unless he first ties up the strong man? Okay, so remember this verse because I'm going to come back to this. How can anyone enter a strong man's house and carry off his possessions unless he first ties up the strong man? Then he can plunder his house. Whoever is not with me is against me, and whoever does not gather with me scatters. Then he goes on later in chapter 12 to say, when an impure spirit comes out of a person, this is talking about tying up the stronghold and casting the stronghold out. When an impure spirit comes out of a person, and remember, perhaps it's an impure spirit of unforgiveness, anger, anxiety, arrogance, victimization, drunkenness, sexual pride, sexual sin, pride, depression, manipulation of other people, bitterness, pharmaceutical thinking. Either way, when an impure spirit comes out of a person, it goes through arid places seeking rest and does not find it. Then it says to itself, I'll return to that same house I left. I will return to that same mind that I left. When it arrives, it finds the house occupied, swept clean and put in order, but not filled. Swept clean, unoccupied, empty. When it goes, and then it goes and takes with it seven other spirits, even more wicked than itself, and they go in and live there. And the final condition of that person is worse off than the first. That is how it will be with this wicked generation. St. Paul in 2 Corinthians 10:4 says, the weapons we fight with are not the weapons of this world. On the contrary, they have divine power to demolish strongholds. Remember, a stronghold is a lie that Satan has established in your thinking that you count as true, but it's actually false. When you embrace those lies, they affect your attitude, emotions, and behavior. The weapons we fight with are not the weapons of this world. My brothers and sisters, are you kidding? We are suiting up to get in the ring every day. On the contrary, they have divine power to demolish strongholds, as Jesus says, as Paul and John said, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. They used in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, stand up. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the dead woman was raised in Acts. Jesus says, Satan, get out. Leave. There wasn't a big dissertation. He was declaring the word through him, which had the power to demolish strongholds. This is the remedy. Shazam, right here. We have divine power to demolish the strongholds in our mind if we choose to embrace them and take action on them. We can demolish arguments and every pretension that sets itself up against the knowledge of God. Now, do you know the knowledge of God? If not, then that image of that empty space between the two ears, you become vulnerable to spiritual attack. How do we fill that space up with the knowledge of God? Read the Word of God. Make your life a prayer throughout your day. Dear God, before I email this person, what do you want me to say? What words do you want me to choose? I have a conflict, Lord. How do you want me to move through this successfully? Dear God, I have a presentation. Help me to do a good job. I want to glorify you. I want, when people see me, I want them to be inspired to grab a hold of everything that you've grabbed a hold of them for. We are a pencil in the hand of God, as Mother Teresa says. We have the ability to demolish the strongholds that are taking up free rent in our life, that are causing our behavior to push away the things of God. Does your behavior push away the things of God, or does it glorify the things of God? We take every thought captive and make it obedient to Christ. In the scripture, 2 Corinthians 10:4 and 5, this is our solution here. This is our solution to our learning objective. Discover and explore three strongholds, which we're going to speak about, of the mind that keep you stuck. Learn how to release them and replace them with Christ-centered focus for success. How do we do that? We do that by demolishing the arguments between our two ears that support the strongholds that have taken root in our lives, and taking every thought captive to make it obedient to Christ. As I mentioned earlier today, I do not trust my mind. My mind will wander very quickly, and it will be empty. Anytime your mind is wandering, just know that you're prey for Satan to grab a hold of you and plant an automatic negative thought, as Dr. Amen calls them. They're ants that ruin your picnic. So when you have that free space during your day, how do you want to fill it? Better yet, the better coaching question to ask is, when you have free time during your day and kind of free airspace in your mind, what do you do during that time? What is your protocol? Do you accept any thought that's planted in your mind and just kind of roll with it? Or are you intentionally filling up that unoccupied space? Unoccupied space has a sign outside that says free rent. Satan and his minions are just going to come flying in there with anxiety, depression, greed, selfishness, pride. One of those strongholds that you're most vulnerable to, and take up that free rent. You do have the power. Remember this. You do have the power to demolish those strongholds, those arguments that are taking a hold of your mind, affecting your emotions, affecting your behavior, affecting your entire mindset and your attitude, which is a fixed state of mind, your choice of attitude. Your attitude is your closest friend or your worst enemy, and you get to choose it. You get to choose it, depending upon your victory in Christ and whether or not you're taking action. If I got in a ring during competition and I didn't take action, then I would be knocked out. I was knocked out. I've shared this before. I was thinking about a different move rather than watching my opponent. I was thinking about what I wanted to do to get a point. Because I lost sight of centered objective observation of what was really going on in the ring, I was knocked out by a back hook kick on the mat in the Colorado State Championship because I lost sight of my skill set. Are you losing sight of your skill set in Christ? This is a skill set you're learning today to be able to bind, rebuke, and cast out, demolish those arguments and those strongholds that are taking captive a lie that you're believing that is creating an impoverished view of reality that is causing you to distort, delete, and generalize information that's not based on truth, but on falsehood. Let's take a closer look. Come with me now, and let's explore your strongholds in your life. Perhaps it's bitterness. This is the first stronghold we're going to take a deeper look at. Bitterness. It's a hardening of heart. It's a sense and can be fueled by the serpent of victimization. I am bitter because this person did this to me. I am bitter because that person didn't do that for me. I'm bitter because of the abuse. I'm bitter because I wasn't given a chance in this situation. I'm bitter because of injustice. I'm bitter, bitter, bitter. This is a stronghold that will rob the joy that Jesus died to give you. Bitterness comes from lack of forgiveness toward yourself and or another person. It's bitterness comes directly from unforgiveness. Do you have unforgiveness in your life? Have you forgiven yourself? Have you forgiven other people for their behavior or lack of behavior? It's important to remember that strongholds in life actually start to take root because of past pain. There is a past pain from your life that is unresolved. A hurt. This is fertile ground for Satan to use to plant a seed of bitterness. Understand where it comes from. Don't leave it there. Draw close to Christ. Lord, I can't forgive this person, so I want to borrow forgiveness from your heart because you hung on the cross and said, forgive them, Father, they know not what they do. Now, forgiveness is very different from taking positive forward action steps, whether it be toward justice, whether it be freedom from abusive situation. We're speaking about the ground of your heart that a stronghold can overtake you, affecting your attitude, your emotions, and your behavior, and holding you imprisoned, holding you captive. It is for freedom that Christ has set you free. Stand firm and don't allow yourself to be burdened by the yoke of bitterness, the stronghold of bitterness. It is a vicious little serpent, and it will cast its poison on any human being that has any similar characteristics of the players that were involved with the original root of that pain in your life. The remedy? Drawing near to Christ, filling up what is lacking. Lord, I don't understand this, and I'm willing to feel safe not knowing and trusting in your grace and timing. Now moving forward, something in neurolinguistic programming, one of my favorite focuses in coaching situations, is to guide clients to be present and past associated. From being present and past associated, what does that mean? Present, disassociated, past associated. That means in your present moment, now moving forward, you are living your present moment from your past. This prevents you from moving forward. This creates stuck behavior. It might go dormant for a little bit. And if you are present, disassociated, past associated, that past will drive your bus. And the ramification of that will be bitterness due to unforgiveness. The invitation is to become present and future associated and past disassociated. And this is the freedom. This is pulling in a little neurolinguistic program here. This is the freedom that Christ gives us. Is there anyone here to condemn you? The woman caught in adultery. No one, sir. Let's go. Stand up. Go and sin no more. Take up your mat and go. Stand up. Your sins are forgiven. Jesus was all about being present and future associated. Put your hand to the plow. Do not look back. Paul got this. He was doing horrific behavior before Jesus called him. I can imagine that he had some strongholds of guilt and shame, which is why he wrote to the Corinthians about a thorn in his flesh. We're not sure if it's physical or emotional. Either way, he had a thorn that he was dealing with. And he learned and said and declared, I've learned that his grace is sufficient, his power is made perfect in my weakness. So he bought that weakness, whatever it was, and this is a weakness. And part of this, the stronghold, the past pain, bring it to Jesus, because his power is made perfect in that. Jesus, help me. Help me to release this bitterness. Is there any action that you want me to take to help close the loop and put this behind me so I am past disassociated and present and future associated with you? Because you have plans to prosper me now moving forward into my future, not to harm me now moving forward into my future, to give me hope and a future now moving forward into my future. That was then, this is now. So again, the invitation lies in your hands, my hands. The weapons we fight with are not weapons of the world. On the contrary, they have divine power to demolish the stronghold of bitterness. Stand up, my friend, and claim your victory in Christ today. The second stronghold that we're going to explore today is unconfessed sin. This involves a conversation with the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, is there any sin in my life? And sin is that separate behavior against, away from, apart from God. The behavior that harms you and other people. This is that behavior that holds us back from excellence in Christ. Our mission at Edge God In is to champion human potential in Christ. This is an invitation to release through confession, confessing your sins and releasing and restoring. Confessing, you are the Lord of my life. You are the Lord of everything in my life. I confess every thought that has not been from a place of that expansive presence of your love, forgiveness, grace, compassion toward other people. I confess, Lord, any physical act that flowed from a stronghold in my life, whether it be a stronghold in bitterness that led to unconfessed sins. Well, they deserve it. You ever said that? The only thing that we deserve is to know that Christ died for our sins and set us free, and that God adores you. You deserve to know that, that you are loved. Everything else falls to the wayside. The only thing that counts is faith expressing itself through life, through love. Unconfessed sin, another stronghold to demolish, and fill it with the knowledge of God. As Jesus said, once that strong man is tied up, if you're not going to fill your mind, those demons are going to grab along with it. Maybe bitterness and anger will come with it. Maybe resentment will pop in there with the group, the three amigos, and they'll set up camp there. And man, you're along for the ride. The third stronghold we're going to explore today is lies that you believe. Now, this is part of what a stronghold is. It's a lie that Satan's established in your thinking. Even bitterness is a lie. Bitterness is a lie. I need to hold on to this because I don't believe, God, that your grace is sufficient. I don't believe that justice is done, that you are a just God. So I need to hold on to this. Lack of forgiveness. That's my upside. I feel like if I forgive them, then it justifies what they did. Believe me, I know. I've had those thoughts before because of past abuse. If I hold on to this bitterness, then that justifies what you've done. If I let go of it, then that says it's okay. That's a lie. Letting it go is for your freedom. So that unconfessed sin as well, that gives us that opportunity to be free. And the lies that you believe is another stronghold. What is the lie that you're believing today? That you're not enough? Are you believing a lie that what you did in the past is worth a life of shame and condemnation? That there's no freedom and no new beginnings? Maybe that's a lie that you're believing. Is it a lie that Jesus' grace isn't sufficient? What is your lie today? A lie that success comes to other people, but not to me? That for me, the lie that I believed for a while back and forth was, I'm going to leave my three children at 38 years old without a mom because I have advanced cancer. If I believe that lie, I truly believe I would not be here today. I'm 53 years old now. That happened when I was 38, and they were trying to get me desperately 5 years more to live. What lie are you believing today? That is a stronghold. So once you take that back, once you take that power back that you're giving to your circumstance to define your worth, value, your capability in Christ, then you've demolished that stronghold use liberally by the blood of Christ. I bind, rebuke, and cast this out. A stronghold comes into your life through your wounds, through your past pain. And it infects, literally like an infection, a poison, your current perceptions. It distorts, deletes, and generalizes information that causes you to have an up and down emotional acuity, where emotions are like roller coasters, and therefore your behaviors are like roller coasters, up and down. You've been hijacked. Come back. Come back to Christ. He is the author and perfecter of your faith. He says and calls us, once you put your hand to the plow, you look at that field that I've entrusted to your care with your unique gifts and talents. Another stronghold that people have is the stronghold of comparison. I don't believe that I'm enough, and I believe that you have something that I have or need in order to know that I'm enough or capable. No, My friend, I am telling you, in Jesus Christ of Nazareth, you are enough. What you have, what God has given you, is enough to take you to where God wants you to go. You are the first and not the last, above and not beneath. You are the head and not the tail. The head and not the tail, above and not beneath. The power of Christ within you compels you to move forward. It's like you have this endless bank account. I remember someone told me this in college, and I remember the visual was great with this, that you have this endless bank account and it has $1 billion in it, and yet you're only taking out a dollar a day. And yet the grace of God and the strength of God and how he wants to move you to lean in and accept the gifts that you have for greatness in him. God desires to do a great work through you. He believes you can. He believes you can. Do you? God adores you. The weapons you fight with are not weapons of this world. On the contrary, they have divine power to demolish the stronghold in your life. What lies are you believing? What unconfessed sin do you have? And what bitterness are you holding on to? This is an incredible opportunity to clean house and to become past disassociated and present and future associated. God has good plans. Take back your authority that you have to tie up and get rid of your stronghold. You must fill up what is lacking in Christ, or you will be overtaken by a bigger and stronger stronghold. Fill up what is lacking. That means once you've cleared that out, you ask the Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, I give you permission to occupy the space between my two ears. Remind my mind of what is good, right, true, beautiful, excellent, and praiseworthy. We have the mind of Christ. So Holy Spirit, grant us the ability to take every thought captive and make it obedient to Christ. To take every thought captive. Every thought, not just one. Because it's interesting, and I want to invite you to lean into a little more, 2 Corinthians 10:4-5. Paul is talking here about the weapons we fight with and the power that they have to demolish strongholds. Then he talks directly about the solution on how the heck do we do that. We demolish arguments and every pretension that sets itself up against the knowledge of God. The knowledge of God today, God adores you. This is one expectation that you can have. God adores you. He has plans to prosper you, not to harm you. He is with you. Those who have God find they lack nothing. We demolish arguments and every pretension that sets itself up against the knowledge of God. And the solution of how the heck do I do that? Take every thought captive. As I mentioned earlier, I don't trust my mind. What behavior will you commit to now moving forward to be present and future associated and past disassociated? What behavior do you want to take action on moving forward? Is it writing a letter of forgiveness to yourself, to somebody else? Releasing that, asking the Lord to help you sift your mind, Lord. Is there any unconfessed sin that's holding me back from success in you today? I give you permission to let me know. I did this a couple months ago, and the Lord brought all kinds of stuff out of the closet, and I had to dust it off and take a good look at it and confess it. Oh my gosh, I can't believe I had that stronghold. I was giving free rent to the self-focus in this area or that judgment in this area. You are Christ's ambassador. He's making his appeal through you. God's eyes search the entire world for one willing soul to say, yes, Lord, use me. And whatever it takes to create an interior house that is pure, a pure heart, so that my mouth flows from a pure heart focused on Christ, so that my mind doesn't even allow a stronghold to enter in. I wrote an article one time called 8 Ways to Throw a Successful Pity Party. Pity is one of the biggest strongholds. Self-pity. Woe is me. And I speak this with much compassion because I've taken this Earth School course many times. When I lost my breasts, my hair, my eyebrows, my eyelashes, I had all kinds of pity parties at different times. I would gently hear the voice of my Savior saying, "Are you done yet? It's time to move on. I've got work to do through you. Are you willing to go?" So I say to you today, my brothers and sisters in Christ, God's got work to do for you. Are you willing to go? If so, it's time to clean out, tie up, get rid of those strongholds so that you might be filled in what is lacking in Christ and overcome your specific stronghold. Perhaps it's the greed or selfishness or pride, bitterness, unconfessed sins, lies you believe are what we address today. You can use the same protocol that we spoke about in filling up your mind, demolishing the strongholds and every pretension that sets itself up against the knowledge of God. Know what the knowledge of God is. Read the scriptures. Meditate on the scriptures day and night. Keep your conversation going with the Lord. Do I have any pharisaical thinking, Lord, that you want to demolish, that's robbing me of the purposes that you have died to give me? Help me to be past disassociated and present and future associated. Grant me the grace, Holy Spirit, to take every thought captive and make it obedient to Christ so that my victory is clear. And then I stand for what is good, right, true, beautiful, excellent, and praiseworthy. And that when people see me, dear God, I pray they see you. And they walk away edified, encouraged, knowing that they too are loved and adored by you. In your most precious name we pray, give us the grace to overcome the strongholds that have taken root between our two ears and that are creating behavior and attitudes and affecting our emotions that do not make you recognizable. Lord, have your way with us in spite of ourselves. We give you permission to override us, close the gap between what's happening outside of us and our ability to hear your voice behind us saying, "This is the way, walk in it," so that we don't follow those shiny objects, distort, delete, and generalize information. Show us what is the truth, Lord, in you. Give us a desire and a hunger for your word so that we can't get enough of it, so that we can lean into your gospel messages of how you showed up, Jesus. You were always about pick up your mat and go. Is there anyone here to condemn you? Thank you for that freedom, Lord, that love that transforms our heart, our mind, our words, our emotions, our behavior. Set us free, God, from every stronghold. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I pray for a special blessing upon the people that are listening in today. And by your blood, I bind, rebuke, and cast out every stronghold that's taken a hold of those people that are listening today. Cast out the original root of the wound and the ground that Satan has planted lies in. Heal the wounds and the past pain that have opened the door to a stronghold. You're the great healer. You're the landscaper of our soul. I pray for an abundant blessing and freedom from the strongholds that are wreaking havoc in the lives of the people that are listening in today. And fill up. Once it's cast out, Lord, in your name, and I thank you for the release, fill up their mind with your words, your encouragement, your presence, so that they can run and not grow weary, walk and not faint. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, by your blood, we pray. Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Give them heaven out there. There's enough of the other side going on. Be aware of your strongholds. Lean into the Lord. Re-listen to this podcast. Tune into what is my stronghold. I listed several possibilities. Ask the Holy Spirit, what is a stronghold in my life that you desire to free me from today, now moving forward, so that I could be present and future associated in you, and like unzipping a cloak and stepping out of the past pain and wound, that I can be free. I enjoy the time that we get to spend together. And for more podcasts that champion your human potential in Christ, please visit us at edgegodin.com. Don't let the world be the boss of you. Allow Jesus the authority to guide every word, thought, deed, and action today. God bless you. I look forward to our next podcast.